Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a message from the series, The Love of God. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
I know I was up in up north one time, finishing up a two-week meeting, and I was praying, waiting on the Lord some, and the Lord brought to my attention, He said, there is a pastor brother at the other end of the country. He said, I'm not satisfied with his vehicle. I said, his vehicle? He said, his car is insufficient. I said, really? I mean, I wasn't even thinking about this. I'm praying about the meeting, you know. He said, his car is not adequate. That's the word, not adequate. I didn't even know what kind of car he had. He dealt with me. When you get home, you fuel up your little airplane, which it was a little single engine at that time. And he said, I thought, you know, I'm going to rest a few days when I get home. He said, no, you fuel that little bird up and you fly over there. And when you get there, he'll find out you're there and he'll ask you to speak. And you say, yes. And then you get up and you tell him about this car deal. And he said, if the church don't do it, you do it. I said, okay. So we got there, and sure enough, you know, his car was wore out. And I mean, in just a matter of minutes, the congregation rallied and bought him a brand new nice car with all the stuff on it. Well, you had to seek that out, didn't you? I had to go, and we had to find the situation, find out what kind of car it was. It takes effort. It took money. Everybody say, seek. Search it out. Now go to Proverbs real quickly. I'm trying to close, but I don't want to short you either. Go to Proverbs 29. Onesiphorus sought him out very diligently and found him and ministered to him. When God puts somebody on your heart, don't just make a feeble attempt and say, well, they look like they're doing all right to me. People of faith are not going to sing you a sad song. Did you hear me? People of faith, you say, well, why did the Lord put them on my heart? They look like they're doing real good to me. People of faith are not going to tell you sob stories and pull on you to do something for them. Amen. The people who are doing that are not in faith. And those people, God, most of the time won't deal with you to do something for the ones that are pulling on you. Faith doesn't drop hints. Faith doesn't get beside somebody in the altar that has money and go, oh God, oh Lord, you know that I got to have $1,000 by the end of the week. $1,000 by the end of the week. And Lord, I know nothing's too hard for you. And oh, would you move on somebody? Somebody that'll listen to you, Lord. I just, whoa, God, would you move on somebody that's sensitive to you? People do that kind of thing. Oh, would you pray about maybe doing this for us? No, listen. I've received letters. I don't mean one or two. Numerous letters that misquoted Philippians and say, well, you know, the Bible says, let your requests be made known. And so I'm letting you know, Brother Keith, that we'd like for you to do this. That's not what the Bible said. Let your request be made known unto God. Not unto Brother Keith. Or somebody else. But see, people are not relying on their faith in God. They're relying on their influencing somebody else. They're relying on me influencing you to do something for me. That's not faith. And it's not love. Everybody say, no dropping hints. Oh, why don't you pray about giving that to me? Don't tell people that. Did you hear me? Yeah. Would you pray and see if God would lead you to give that to me? Would you be quiet? Never get your eyes on anything that anybody has and get to wanting theirs. There's plenty of them in the world. God will give you one. He'll give you one better than that. But isn't that one of the top 10? Don't covet your neighbor's stuff. Never get on the floor and say, God, move on them to give me that. Deal with them to give me some money. Never tell God who to use. Never. Never. How many times? Never. Never. Never ask God to deal with specific individuals to give you things. Never. Sow your seed. Look to Him. Ask Him for it. Believe you receive. Let Him use whoever He wants to. And if He doesn't deal with them, you leave them alone. Right? Great. Proverbs, are you there? Proverbs 29 and verse 7. Proverbs 29, 7. He says, the righteous considers the cause of the poor. But the wicked, what? Regards not to know it. Don't want to know it. Right? See, you and I are aware of only a small amount of what's going on in the earth. Very small amount. But when you and I pray and ask the Lord to lead us and guide us and direct us, how many pray like that? Do you? I mean, frequently in the morning, I'll say, Lord, order my steps, direct my paths, guide me, right? Cause me to learn, be aware of everything I ought to be aware of. You help me to make good decisions, keep me back from making mistakes. Well, if we believe that, then He is ordering our steps. And so many things we find out about are not accidental. You know, I was actually eating a piece of pizza and read an article in a little free paper about this Medal of Honor deal. And found out that all the money wasn't there. Well, a lot of times I wouldn't even have known about something like that. I'd have been in another state doing something else, but I know about it.
Amen.
Hmm? Yeah. Question is, should I do something about it?
Right.
Well, not always should I, but we ought to be open. Yeah. Right? And looking, I know about it. I shouldn't be. Well, I don't want to know it. Remember the Good Samaritan? He was different from the other guys. They saw the man in the ditch. They saw him bleeding. They saw him in trouble. They didn't want to know about it. They didn't want to look at it. They tried to pretend they didn't know, try to go around. That's not love, is it?
No.
I said, that's not love. Love realizes when I find out about things, or sometimes you have to search them out. The Lord told me this brother's car is not adequate. I had to go find out about his car, right? Fly halfway across the country and go and ask other people, what kind of car is the pastor got? It's not adequate. Search it. Everybody say, search it out. Now, see, faith is not going to tell you my car is not adequate. Could you, would you do something for me? But love will search it out and find out how's their car, how's their clothes, how they're doing on their payments. God put somebody on your heart, then you begin to search, you begin to seek their welfare, their benefit. That's been happening in a measure in this church. I'm believing, and we're going to stand up here in just a minute and ask the Lord to bring it up to another level. Amen. That you and I are even more sensitive to the Holy Ghost, and He lets us know about things. You might be sitting in church today and the Lord just deal with you about somebody sitting behind you, or somebody sitting beside you, or five rows back, or somebody you saw in the parking lot, and you just think about them and you keep thinking about them and you got them on your heart. Well, don't act hyper spiritual and go, oh, something's going on. I just got you in my heart. Ooh, something's going on. Something's going on. What is it? No, just act normal. Don't get spacey on me. A lot of people want to act hyper spiritual, like, I'm hearing from God. Well, glory, you should have been doing that long ago. And they want to tell her, I heard from the Lord. Well, great. Glad you're with us now. But just act normal and natural, and maybe take them for a meal and talk about stuff. And as you seek and look, you're searching with your heart. Sometimes you'll notice something, and then the Lord will lead you from that to something else. And a lot of times you can do things behind the scene. Nobody ever knew who did it. Take care of things. This is supposed to be happening right and left in Faith Life Church. Front and back. Right and left. Happening on Sunday and Monday and Tuesday and Wednesday and Thursday and Friday and Saturday. Amen? It is happening. God will put people on your heart. And sometimes you pray for them, and that's all it was. You prayed for them, that's good, it's done. Sometimes you ought to call them. Sometimes you got to seek and search and find out. Onesiphorus, aren't you glad he did? How many believe he was refreshing to Paul. In his situation, there are probably thousands of people that could have done but weren't doing anything, but Ani showed up. Ani rode on that donkey a long ways. Ani brought money. Ani was there and said, Paul, we love you. We believe in you. We're not ashamed of you. Isn't that what he said? Other folks say, well, old Paul's an old jailbird. He showed up and said, Apostle Paul, showed him respect. We're not ashamed of you. And they said, you know this man? He said, I sure do. I'm one of his converts. Now let me see him. You going to identify with this guy, this radical? Yes, sir. That's a man of God. He's my father in the faith. Let me in. Amen. 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 Unashamed. Yeah. And he had to seek. He had to search. But he got the job done. Yeah. I respect that. Don't you? Yeah. Stand on your feet. Let me lead you in a prayer. The devil is on a search and destroy mission. How about me and you? We're on a search and rescue. Amen. Sometimes you got to look and you got to keep looking till you find, until you see what's going on. You can't go, well, I don't care about knowing that. I got plenty of stuff of my own to keep it with. No, that's a problem. That's how you go down. We do want to know when a brother's hurting, when a sister's in trouble, right? We do want to know. That's one reason we're believing God to get so strong and to get so prosperous. So we got the ability to help, to make a difference, to make changes. Close your eyes and lift your hearts before the Lord. Let me lead you in a prayer. And don't pray this unless you mean it, but you should desire it, and pray it in sincerity and faith. Say it out loud, Father God, thank you for saving me. Thank you for loving me before I loved you. While I was still your enemy, you loved me and gave yourself for me. You sent Jesus to seek and save that which is lost. And I have the same ministry. The ministry of Jesus continues in me and through me. You've raised me up and you've sent me to seek and to save what is lost. Help me to grow more sensitive to your Holy Spirit, His leadings, His dealings. Give me awareness and direction. Show me who, when, where, how you can use me to help somebody else. Here am I. Use me. Send me. I'm available in Jesus' name. Hallelujah.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series, The Love of God, you may call More Life Ministries at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelifenow.org, where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Remember to join us in Sarasota, Florida on Monday, February 5th, as we begin the Greater Faith Conference. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.